You're listening to the news and music programs on Kansas City's radio and television station, and now welcome to our Innis News. Throughout the history of the nation, at any stage, our party has upheld the special role and position of propaganda, always considering propaganda is the sharp weapon of the party, an important part of the entire operation of the party, an important field to build and foster the political ideological foundation of the party and the regime. As cited by Standing Vice Secretary of the City Party Committee, Chairman of the City People's Council, Phan Văn Hiếu, at the gathering to commemorate the 93rd anniversary of the traditional day of the party's propaganda work, August 1, 1930, August 1, 2023, taking place this morning. On behalf of the Standing Committee, Vice Secretary Phan Văn Hiếu acknowledged and warmly praised the achievements and results gained by the system of publicity, education, and propagandists who have made positive contributions to the process of the city's building and development, while wishing propaganda workers would continue to promote the achieved results, make more positive contributions to the cause of propaganda, and better serve the political tasks of the party committee in the city. Yesterday afternoon, Secretary of Kansas City Party Committee Nguyễn Văn Hiếu had a meeting with relevant units on the implementation of preparations for the groundbreaking ceremony of Vĩnh Thạnh Industrial Park project. Up to this time, competent centers have notified a land acquisition for 541 cases to serve the first phase of Vĩnh Thạnh Industrial Park project, with a total land area of over 293 hectares. Currently, preparations for the groundbreaking ceremony have also been coordinated by centers at all levels and the investor. The secretary instructed the functional centers to reveal the exact amount of land recovered, the number of affected households, and compensation to avoid lawsuits. This morning at the multifunctional gymnasium in Kansas City, the General Staff of the Vietnam People's Army organized the opening of the Old Army Martial Arts Club Hand-to-Hand Combat Sports Games 2023. The event attracted 41 martial arts clubs in participation, including the Military Command of 36 branches and cities, the General Staff of Military Zone 7, Military Zone 9, the Commando Corps, Army Officers Schools 1 and 2, with more than 1,200 delegates, coaches, and athletes. The award and closing ceremony will take place on August 11th. This morning, Kansas City Science and Technology Department, in coordination with the Institute of Science and Intellectual Property under the Ministry of Science and Technology, organized a training on intellectual property for 120 officials working in intellectual property management and enforcement, people's committees of districts, departments, associations, institutes, schools, enterprises, entities participating in the OCAP program. The training contributes to helping organizations and individuals determine the role and importance of registration for the protection and development of intellectual property in production and business activities, approach and make good use of policies to support the development of the city's intellectual property. Kansas City Department of Education and Training has just issued a letter on the deployment of the software application Virtual Assistant in preventing and combating abuse of children and people under 18 years old. The software Virtual Assistant is installed on phones running iOS and Android operating systems with sets of questions related to issues such as child abuse, school violence, drug prevention, traffic safety, images instructing child abuse prevention and prevention skills, hotlines of units, and stories and situations related to child abuse to visualize self-protection and prevention knowledge and skills for children and adolescents. This morning, Kansas City's Taxation Department organized the Lucky Bill Selection Program for the first and second quarters of 2023. There were 17 lucky bills selected out of nearly 26,000 invoices in the first quarter and 17 selected out of nearly 30,000 invoices in the second quarter. The prize structures are the one first prize worth 15 million Vietnam dong, three second prizes worth 8 million Vietnam dong, five third prizes worth 5 million Vietnam dong, eight consolation prizes 2 million Vietnam dong each. And that's all now. Thanks for your listening. Goodbye and see you next time.